Shalom, this is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Bit Am Broadcasting Israel. We hold that the last 10 tribes today are to be found amongst Western peoples. We're not saying that all of the Western peoples belong to the last 10 tribes, we are saying that that is where the last 10 tribes are to be found. That a good portion of the people in the West today amongst Western nations are descended from the lost tribes of Israel. And they're not aware of it, but in the future they will be. They will return and they will be redeemed and they shall reunite with Judah. This is the truth. This is what the Bible says. This is what we believe in. This is what our organization, our movement of the 10 tribes, strives to inform others about. Those 10 tribes also should reunite with Judah. They should be concerned with Judah and strive for the welfare of Judah, because this is also their own welfare. This is what they too need. They too need to help Judah, because Judah, through helping Judah, they will be helping themselves. Today in the land of Israel, we have two peoples. We have Jews and Arabs. The Arabs or the Palestinians do not like Jews, and they make it felt. No Jews are safe to go alone and unarmed into any Arab area. Arabs over move about in Jewish areas with impunity. If a Jew goes into an Arab area, his life is in danger. He's liable to be beaten up by gangs or by lone vigilantes. He may also be killed or kidnapped and tortured. Arabs molest Jewish women whenever they can, including on the streets of major cities and in Jewish areas. Young or sometimes older Arabs in groups or as individuals enter Jewish areas and they target vulnerable women. This is not only as an expression of the animalistic instincts, but also as a means of pushing the Jews out, of causing their dislocation. Some areas such as Akko, Lod and Jaffa, they have succeeded in part. Arabs want to drive out to kill all the Jews in the land of Israel. This is the official doctrine of the Fatah in the West Bank and of Hamas in Gaza. But the Fatah and Hamas follow Muslim Brotherhood ideology, which is against Jews per se. The Hamas founding charter says that the Zionists are evil, and they are behind most bad events of Western history. See the Wikipedia article on Hamas. The Hamas charter also selectively quotes Islamic religious texts to provide justification for fighting against and killing Jews. Even the Nazis were not so explicit in the beginning as Arabs today are. The Arabs want to wipe out all the Jews. Today there are not many really moderate Arabs. Extremism is the general rule. They have all become fanatics, and that is what is expected of them. Islamic fanaticism is excused because it has become the general rule. It has become acceptable. The State of Israel has fought several wars of existence against the Arabs. In 1948, a large number of Arabs fled or were driven out. This became the Palestinian refugees that still exist in various camps in Jordan, Lebanon and so on. They are a subject of contention. We hear much about them. Actually, the number of Palestinian refugees was equal to or less than the number of Jewish refugees from Arab countries whom the Arabs had driven out. It should be a refugee for refugee. That should have been the end of it, but it was not. No one listens to this type of logic. Not only do we have the problem of Palestinian refugees outside of Israel, but also Arabs inside the land of Israel. This claim that Israel, the State of Israel, oppresses them. They use as tools to hurt the State of Israel and to hurt the Jews. The whole world today seems to be against the Jews and in favor of the Arabs. Most decisions of the UN are against Israel. This is due to the influence of Arab oil money, also big power politics. An additional factor is simple anti-Semitism, hatred of the Jews. Most non-Israelites hate the Jews because the Jews represent the people of God. By hurting the Jews, they hurt God, and that's what they want to do. God is aware of this and will take revenge. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. The Jews are the apple of the eye of God Almighty. God Almighty will take revenge against those who hurt the Jewish people. Jews also consider the servants of the Almighty will avenge the blood of his servants. See Deuteronomy 32:4-3. Even descendants of the 10 tribes hate the Jews because they are influenced by the heathen nations and not aware of who and what they are, or because subconsciously they are jealous of the Israelite identity. The Judah, the Jews have kept while they have lost it. Nevertheless, the 10 tribes need to cure themselves of this complex and will do so as prophesied by Isaiah. See Isaiah 11 verse 13. Also, the envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim. The Bible says that the Arabs should be expelled. The antagonism between the Arabs and Jews was presaged in Scripture. The forefather of the Arabs was Ishmael. Ishmael was the son of Abraham and an Egyptian serving woman named Hagar. Abraham had another son, Isaac, through Sarah, who was his legitimate wife. God said that the children, chosen people of Israel, would come out of Isaac. After Isaac was born, Sarah told Abraham to get rid of Ishmael because Ishmael was not to receive part of the inheritance that belonged to Isaac. The son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac, in Genesis 21:10. Abraham did not want to send Ishmael away, but God told him to do so, as it says in Genesis 21. And Sarah, verse 9 onwards, and Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, scoffing. Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, if the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac. And the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son. God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the latter, because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah said to you, listen to her voice, when Isaac your seed shall be called. So I will always make a nation of the son of the bondwoman, because he is your seed. Ishmael is a prototype for all the Arabs. They have to be sent away, they must go. The Arabs need to leave, they should be resettled elsewhere. The Arabs must leave, they must be taken away, or sent away, or induced to go of their own accord. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt and received the Torah, God commanded them to drive out all the inhabitants of the land of Canaan. They were warned that if they did not drive them out, then the Canaanites would oppress them, cause them to sin, and eventually cause the Israelites to be driven out. See Exodus 33, verses 27 to 33. See also Numbers, verse chapter 33, verse 50 onwards. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you. And he goes on in verse 55. If you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall harass you in the land wherein you dwell. Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them. In other words, or you drive them out, or you shall be driven out because of them. So too, when the Israelites were coming into the land of under Joshua the commander, from the tribe of Ephraim, the commandment to drive out the Canaanites was repeated. And Joshua said, you shall know that the Lord living God is among you, and that he will not without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. The Israelites did not drive out the Canaanites. This is described in the book of Judges, Judges 2:3. For I also said, I will drive them out from before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their God shall be a snare unto you. Gentiles of Israel were in the majority section of Israelite people. They were separate from Judah and dwelt in their own kingdom of Israel. The 10 tribes were conquered by their servants and exiled from the land. This was a punishment for their evil deeds and having learned the ways of the nations around them. 2 Kings chapter 17, 2 Kings 17, verse 7. But also the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel which they had made. 2 Kings 17:15, and they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he had testified against them. And they followed idols and became idolaters, went up to the nations all around them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them they should not do like them. 2 Kings 17:19, therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from his sight, for there was none there but the children of the tribe of Judah alone. 10 tribes of exile lost their identity, but they will return and reunite with Judah. This is found described in Ezekiel 37, as it says in Ezekiel 30, chapter 37, verse 21 onwards. Then say to them, thus says the Lord God, surely I will take the children of Israel from among the nations wherever they have gone, and will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king over them all. They shall no longer be two nations, nor shall they be ever be divided into two kingdoms again. Shall not divide themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will deliver them from all their dwelling places in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them. They shall be my people, and I shall be their God. David my servant shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. Shall walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them, then they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob my servant, where their forefathers dwelt. And they shall dwell there, they and their children and their children's children forever. My servant David shall be their prince forever. And moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore. My temple also shall be with them. Indeed, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Nations also shall know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel, and my sanctuary is in their midst forevermore. So the 10 tribes referred to as Joseph or Ephraim are destined to return and reunite with Judah. The return of the 10 tribes will require Ephraim to combine forces with Judah and together expel the Palestinians. In Isaiah 11, 12, 13 and 14, it says, 11, 12, I will set up a banner for the nations and establish the outskirts of Israel, the outcasts of Israel. We will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. And also the envy of Ephraim shall depart. The adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah. Judah shall not harass Ephraim. In other words, they shall join together and be one nation. They shall fly upon the shoulder of the Philistines towards the west. That is what it says in Isaiah 11:14. Actually, where it says they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines towards the west, it should preferably be translated as they shall fly the Philistines to the west. The Philistines represent the Palestinians. The Palestinians are named after the Philistines. Palestine is another way of saying Philistine. It's a Latinized version. The Philistines shall be transferred by airplanes to some place in the west. Brazil is a possibility. In which they should be prevailed upon to abandon their terrorist inclinations and generously assisted to resettle and be rehabilitated. It's a humane solution in the long run. It is probably the only valid option. It's what we have to do. It's what must be done. And if we do it well, we can do it with a minimum of upset, with a minimum of suffering. Is facilitate in an easy and comfortable and efficiently as possible, for the greater benefit of all humanity. Thank you very much.